Come on, clap your hands, everybody. Come on.
Hi, I'm Henry Davis, pastor of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland, a Bible-believing, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led congregation. I want to welcome you to our radio broadcast. And remember, there's power at the park.
But again, the Old Testament book of Ezra, some of you will spend some moments studying in this, but I'm taking a snippet of it on the front end of the text and really looking at those first five verses in this setting. Hear the words of the Lord in the New Living Translation. While Ezra prayed and made this confession, weeping and lying face down on the ground, in front of the temple of God, a very large crowd of people from Israel, men and women and children, gathered and wept bitterly with him. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, a descendant of Elam, said to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God, for we have married these pagan women of the land. But in spite of this, there is hope for Israel. Let us now make a covenant with our God to divorce our pagan wives and to send them away with their children. We will follow the advice given by you and by the others who respect the commands of our God. Let it be done according to the law of God. Get up, for it is your duty to tell us how to proceed in setting things straight. We are behind you, so be strong and take action." So Ezra stood up and demanded that the leaders of the priests and the Levites and all the people of Israel swear that they would do as Shechaniah had said. And they all swore a solemn oath. Amen. You may go to your seats around the building in the presence of our God. I come back in this passage to verse number 2. Ezra chapter 10, verse number 2. Here it is. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, a descendant of Elam, said to Ezra, "Here it is, we have been unfaithful to our God, for we have married these pagan women of the land. But in spite of this, there is hope for Israel." The emphasis, you highlight it, milkman, good to see you in worship. But in spite of this, there is hope in Israel. But in spite of this, I in this setting, extract our title, "In Spite of This." In spite of. Many of us have to live, operate, function in spite of whatever your this is. In spite of this, I still serve God. Marriage is tumultuous. In spite of this, health challenges. In spite of this. I was listening the other day, and they were doing a survey of couples, and it talked about how many couples are really unhappy. They publicly show one thing, but they deal privately with pain in spite of this. That's really a much wider discussion. And of course, it is prevalent in the church because, of course, we are a lot about images. And sometimes we talk about keeping it real, but most of us really don't want realness. We get through, we go through, we endure in spite of this. Now, I'm not giving anyone today the way to hit the door. I'm not saying that at all. One could be dealing, Deacon Kenny Smith, with your years of dialysis in spite of this. Somebody here today, you've dealt with health challenges recently. Some might even be in worship or watching, and you feel aches and pains, sometimes very severe. But you operate in spite of this. A few years ago, I had a strange nerve condition that appeared out of nowhere. I didn't know what it was. It was piercing pain, knee buckling pain, and I thought it was my dental work. Went to my dentist. I said, I'm getting a severe pain, and he x-rayed it. He says, I don't, and she x-rayed it, and she said, I don't see anything. Perhaps you need to go to your primary physician. I went to my primary physician, still trying to figure out about this, because it would hit. And when it would hit, well, no matter how, what kind of physical condition I feel like I'm in, no matter how many push-ups I've done munchy before I've come to church this morning, but when that pain would hit, it's crippling. And the only way that I could sort of throw it off, Sister Jane, was to get some ice cold water and hold it in my mouth on that side. And it would give me momentary relief. I told my doctor, I said, what is this? He says, well, we have two options. One option is that we surgically go in. I wasn't happy about that option. Because the reason why I wasn't happy with it, because he said, I don't know if I go in, I don't know if I'm going to really fix it. Now, wait a minute. You mean to say you're going to go in and we're going to go through all of that, and I'm still not going to know whether it's really going to be fixed? And so then he says, perhaps you can look at this as something that has just happened, a rarity. Maybe it never will happen again. I wasn't really happy with that one either. Is this something I can take? He said, I don't know if there's anything you can take. But I will give you a holistic option. And he said, you can try it. Let me know how it works. And I'm not gonna disperse that across here. You can catch me later, because I don't want anybody coming back saying, I tried it, didn't work. No, we're not going to go through that exercise. You have to pull me to the side. But I started taking this particular product. And I could stand here today, some 5-6 years later, and have never felt that pain again. I give God praise. Now, I could say, was it the holistic item? Or was the miracle of God? I'll take both of them. And so my one of my brothers ended up about a month or so after I had had my pain, he had one too. He said, "Man, it's crippling." I said, "Where is it?" I said, "Is it on the left side of your face?" "Yeah." "Is it back where your molars are?" "Yeah." And I told him about a product. His difference was that he was not going to take it every day. He was only going to take it when needed. And so he'd have some at his office, some in his car, some in his house. He kept them around when it comes back. So he told me the other day, he says, "You know, he said, what do you do?" I said, "I do not chance it. Every day I take it. In spite of this, I don't need to find out." Some things, and when you look at this, and I'm coming at you, there is spiritual development. And one of the things we talk about in spiritual development is daily I seek thee. Give us this day our daily bread. The sense of regularity. And so whatever it is that you're going to do to get through, you've got to feed yourself daily. And that's why Deacon Renee Johnson, because I feel you up and watching. Deacon Gary, the three things I need to share this morning. One, when one leaves, it has the potential of influencing others. When you decide that you are going to be a leader, or as one author talks about, an influencer. Because Bridget, that's what we end up doing. We end up influencing others. Someone is always watching you because they want to see what it is that God is doing in your life. And so you are an influencer whether you realize it or not. You're influencing. Not because you have a microphone, not because you have a title, not because you have a position, not just because you live well. But there's always something. And see, a child of God and children of God and the kingdom of God. And when you're living and connected to God, there are blessings around you. You're blessed. And folks see the blessings on you. They see the hand of God on your life. When one leads, it has the potential of influencing others. Well, I already know. There's some folk gonna be. They say, "What is that product?" y'all still wondering. I know. I'm not giving it out. I'm not giving it out again. They say you can't do that kind of thing because you know folk will start something and then they'll end up with a medical. I got attorneys around here and they're concerned. Don't say that, Reverend, because then somebody could say they tried it, didn't work, and they want to sue you. Potential. But the second thing in this message, you cannot allow the forces of evil to impair you spiritually or physically. When you are impaired spiritually, it can affect you physically. You don't sleep well. Stress shows in your face. Anxiety, it weighs you down. It's heavy. I know some of you make life look easy. Thank God that you do. But you cannot allow, matter of fact, you got to rebuke Satan every day. I plead the blood of Jesus. I'm standing on the word of God. I will not allow that diagnosis, that negativity to take over my life. I will not allow my past to trap me. Forces of evil that want to impair you. Spiritually, then it affects your physical body. See, when you get your life together spiritually, it will also affect you physically. And everybody not going to be cut. But you will have a glow. You'll have a different kind of enthusiasm. You know, children of God age differently. Age differently. Children of God age differently than people of the world. They look different. They look different. Don't have to know one thing about you, but just the fact that you're walking with Jesus. There's a different kind of you'll get up with a different sense of expectation and anticipation because of the Spirit of God. You want to live. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, Dr. Warner, and have life abundantly." There's a zest for life that is inherent in the believer. I want to live for Jesus. I want to do more for the Lord. That's a part of our spirit, our objective. And the third thing we'll talk about. God can empower you to rise up in spite of your circumstances. In spite of your circumstances, out of the ashes, arose out of concrete, you are going to rise. And God can empower you to do that. Dr. Warner, you heard that. You can rise from the ashes. Arose out of concrete. No matter what goes on, that ability that God can empower you to be lifted. And as you're lifted, others are encouraged. Lord did it for you. Lord can do it for me. In spite of this. This is heavy stuff, Adam. Heavy. When you look at God and circumstances, and so many times we allow our circumstances to trap us. Didn't have this, didn't have that, didn't have this, didn't have that. What would have happened to the HBCUs? Look at our culture. How we've been able to rise up in segregation, busing, Jim and Jane Crow. And, you know, and Jim Crow has now turned into James Crow Esquire. And it's in all kind of areas. We've dealt with racism, sexism. In spite of this, we got to still rise up. Last hired, first fired. In spite of this, you've been cut. You've been disappointed. But still, you can rise. And and God, Eric, empowers us to rise. Let's look at it. It's right here in these these verses in Ezra, you can spend time and look at the wider passage. I looked at it last night again. I said, no, I'm not going to preach all of that. I'm going to just hammer those first five verses. Number one, when one leads, it has the potential of influencing others. It's not easy to lead. Leading is not always going to be popular. When you're successful, people will always jump on board. But when you're just in the visionary stage, there might be doubters. But you've got to look at, how does God speak to me? And did I hear God's voice in this manner? The potential. That first verse of Ezra chapter 10, it says, while Ezra prayed and made this confession, weeping and lying face down on the ground in front of the temple of God. He's outside. He's in laying down, weeping, face down. This is a confession moment. He's standing in the gap as the representative. And then a crowd from Israel, men, women, children, gathered, and they wept bitterly with him. They knew what they were doing, and Ezra spiritually was the leader. He doesn't pray back in a closet, but he comes out the front door and falls face down. He wasn't trying to be cute. Most folk now, we go to church, and we wear our best. Ezra comes out. He prays. He confesses his sins. That's a good place to start when your prayer. Confess. What have I done? Something. Everybody done something. Everybody got something we're working on. We're not perfect. We're not in our glorified body. I told you what my glorified body was going to look like. I gave it to him last night. I'll give it to you. It varies every time I say it, but we'll go with today, 6'3", 185. Rock strong. That's my request for my resurrected body. No flab, 0%, you know. I mean, you know, no, just, I mean, the glide in my stride. Glorified. Ezra comes out, makes a confession, weeps, lying face down on the ground. He's lying face down on the ground. In other words, he is not going to allow the people to get in the way of how he feels. Face down. And then as he's praying, everybody else feels the prayer. They gather, and the scripture says they wept bitterly with him. That's, see they're two different kind of cries. One, you know, is kind of a whimper. that's one cry. But y'all know snot crying. Blubbering. Some of you are parents right now. You've seen snot crying. Matter of fact, my little kids over there, they know snot crying. When he starts praying, snot crying is going on. When he prays, it grips their hearts. But he's not doing it for that. See, what you're doing, you're not doing it for show. You're doing it because of your own conviction. There are too many showy folk. And cameras are off. Crowd is gone. You still got that shout? You still got that praise? Now, some of you were watching like online, and you say, oh, yeah, Reverend, I still have it. You might not see. Denise Richardson, I feel you out there. I believe your tambourine is by your side right now. Ezra prayed. A part of that prayer is praise, glorifying God. The second thing that we look at is that you cannot allow the forces of evil to impair you spiritually or physically. And they want to. Because if I can impair you spiritually and physically, I limit your witness. If I can impair. Matter of fact, you can impair yourself because of bad habits. The old preacher would smoke and drink some. But if you spend a life of smoking and drinking, it's going to affect you. I ran high school track, and I had a guy, and he was an All-American, and he smoked marijuana, and he was a regular, you know, and he said it made him run better. I didn't try to follow that. He said it feels like it clears me up. He's still running today. I don't know if he's still doing the other thing, but. I know it's getting ready to be legalized now, and you can sit there in your home and you can roll a few. But you cannot allow the forces of evil to impair you spiritually or physically. I've got to preach, and I'm blessed every week, and I'm grateful to God because I know it's the greatness of God. But to have to engage in a minimum of 5 messages every week. Minimum. Not including funerals, other engagements, revivals. I'm not doing a whole lot of those right through now because of the pandemic. But I'm still doing some stuff. But the list, it is a little different. Willie Jolly told me, we were having a conversation. He says, you know, you're different. He says, but that's because of your physical body. So you can't give everybody to do your routine. That's not for everybody. But the point that I'm making here, and I'm not trying to make everybody like one another, but I am saying to you that Satan wants to impair you. So when we talk about getting active and doing stuff, we're not just saying that. We're saying that because we want to make a dent in the kingdom. Not just to be the most physically fit church in America. No. We say it because we want you to be spiritually fit. And that's why we got folk and discipleship and all this classes and all these kinds of things. The scripture says right here in Ezra 10, verses 2 and 3. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel, descendant of Elam, said to Ezra, we have been unfaithful to our God. Honesty. And what did we do? We married some pagan women of the land. But in spite of this, We know what we've done wrong. But in spite of this, there's still hope. Somebody out there, you made your mistakes. But don't miss what it says at the end of that second verse. There is hope. We've fallen down. We've messed up. We've gone left when we should have gone right. But in spite of this, there is hope. That's, if you don't go away with anything else this morning, you need to go away this morning with realizing there is hope. Hope in the pandemic. Hope after the pandemic. Hope, hope. Keep hope alive. In spite of it, we know we've been unfaithful. We know we've done wrong. But there's still hope. You've done wrong. But there's still hope. It shows what does happen. He says, I fell on my face. I confess. Then Shekinah comes back and says, oh, yeah. We have been unfaithful to our God. Ezra is praying, but Shekinah steps in, said, we've been unfaithful. We know we've done wrong. And that's why we were snot crying. Because we married these pagan women. And that third verse, let us now make a covenant with our God. We know what we've done. But now we're planning to move in a new direction. He says, we're going to divorce them. Send them away. And their kids too. This is kind of hard. It's Old Testament now. I'm putting it in context. I mean, don't y'all follow that now with a modern view. You can't do that. But in essence, you have to look at the symbolism of the text. He said, some things we're going to get rid of, and we get rid of all of it. See, some people can't move past their yesterdays because they're still trying to carry a little something. But Shekinah said, we're making a covenant, a contract with you. We will follow the advice given by you and by the others who respect the commands of our God. We shouldn't have done what we did in the first place. We can't undo it, but we can make a decision now to let that go. Now, the last part of verse 3 says, let it be done according to the law of God. We today do not live under the law, but we live under the love of God. So you have to look at it in context. We're cutting away. We're sending these pagan persons away. Matter of fact, one scholar has studied this text, and he says it really was a minimal group, and it wasn't a whole lot, but It only takes a little to mess you up. The third area, God can empower you to rise up in spite of your circumstances. Rise up in spite of this. Stand up. In spite of this, smile. In spite of this, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know the pain that you have, but I do know that God can walk you through any situation. That's the victory of today. In spite of this, Ezra chapter 10. Verse number 4 says, get up. It's a directive, man. You told him, get up. For it is your duty to tell us how to proceed in setting things straight. You have a responsibility. You a child of God. Why are you walking around like a wimp? You a winner. Get up. We're behind you. And we're behind you. We got your help. We got your back. So be strong. Take action. We can respect you for being strong and taking action. And moving in the right direction. You need to get up. Somebody today, you're watching online. I'm not talking to this group because y'all got up. Y'all got here. But somebody else needs to get up. Make a difference. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of the Lord. That fifth verse, Ezra chapter 10. So Ezra stood up, demanded that the leaders of the priests and the Levites, which the Levites were the praise team, and all the people of Israel swear that they would do as Shechaniah had said. And they all swore a solemn oath. Ezra stood up and he told, I want the leaders to stand up too. I want the singers to stand up. And the people of Israel will end up following. I thank God for leaders. I thank God for those who can stand up in spite of this. In spite of what they say about you, in spite of what they call you, in spite of the doors shut in your face. Ooh, thank God, in spite of this, I will lift up my hands. I will give God the praise. I will give God the glory. I'll rise and shine in spite of this. Good morning. We get ready to go to the communion table. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul, my soul got to cry out, hallelujah, in spite of this. God is a great God, and he's greatly to be praised in spite of this. Boy, that's great news. Not just good news, it's great news. Come on, clap your hands, everybody.
You've been listening to the radio broadcast of the First Baptist Church of Highland Park in Landover, Maryland. If you want to receive a CD or DVD of what you have just heard, please call 301-773-6655 or visit us on the World Wide Web, fbhp.org. And remember, there's power at the park. I love you, Lord.